It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. And right off the hop, we bring back Tyson Connolly, who joined us on the program last week because he was getting ready to sail in the Chicago to Mackinac race, the 109th sailing of that event on board Details, right, Tyson?
That is correct, yep. I was on the Santa Cruz 70 Details.
And you guys had a whale of a time out there for this year's Chicago race, huh?
It was something else, Dennis. The way I've been framing it since I got back last night is years from now, they're going to be making shirts, and it'll say something along the lines of, I sailed the 2017, or I finished the 2017 Chicago to Mackinac. It was that epic. Just an incredible race as far as the difficulty and the pounding into the seas on Sunday and the velocity of the wind for that long a period. And then for the boats that unfortunately were stuck out there after the wind ceased to exist, it was a drifter after that. So most of the fleet didn't finish until, you know, late into Monday and even as this morning, Tuesday morning. So it turned into an extremely long race for many of the competitors.
Quite a few boats had to withdraw because the weather got so bad at one point, correct?
Yeah, they had actually, of the 300 boats that were doing the race, over 90 ended up dropping out, which I believe exceeds any number that have dropped out in other Chicago to Mackinac's. A local sailor, Grant Moore, was on a multi-haul boat, and they ended up dropping out. They were really getting beat up by the seas, and they ended up going, I believe, to Manistee. But some big boats, some big names, like WindQuest was over there. They got knocked down pretty severely and ripped a spinnaker, and they ended up dropping out. And then Natalie J., a boat out of Bayview Yacht Club, they had some mechanical problems and they needed to drop out. So a number of boats, I think they ended up over 90 boats, had a multi-haul capsize during the race. All the crew was recovered, thankfully. And then another boat, I believe it was Meridian X was the name of the boat. I had lost a man overboard who was in the water for about an hour, but he was recovered as well, thankfully. So some pretty vicious stuff going on in Lake Michigan this last weekend, and I'm just happy to be back in Port Huron, man.
So, well, at the start, did you guys have any idea that this weather was coming?
We did, yeah. Everybody knew that this was going to happen. There were kind of mixed reports of how high the winds would get and how consistent they would be and how long a period this would go on for. But it certainly lived up to what everybody thought, talking about it Friday evening and Saturday morning on the docks in Chicago. Actually, Saturday was an absolutely glorious sail up Lake Michigan, just a picture-perfect, you know, kind of a pure Michigan day on Lake Michigan, just beautiful. And we really got up the lake very, very quickly north. But then this cold front came through and the north wind in behind it. Thankfully, it wasn't super cold, but the velocity of the wind at 25 to 30 knots, the consistent 6 to 8 foot seas with the occasional 10 footer. And it was for just a very long period of time. It really turned into a 24-hour beat for the fleet in Lake Michigan. And it pounded some people up pretty good.
And then you get out of that and nothing, no wind. It all died down.
Yeah. Like I said, the fleet got stuck out there. Luckily, on Details, we finished at right around 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning, Sunday night, basically. And ended up second in our class and fourth overall. The overall winner was Wizard. They'll be down this week in Port Huron, the RP-74. And then the winner in the Section 1 class was Stripes, Bill Martin, the Santa Cruz 70. They got us by a couple minutes and sailed a real nice race. But it was just an epic finish, and luckily we got in there just as the wind was shutting down on Mackinac Island and were able to at least get a good night's sleep.
I have to ask about this because this is the one thing about the Chicago race that makes me a little envious, the fact that you guys have to actually go under the bridge. What's that like?
Super, Unbelievable, Dennis. You know, we went under the bridge about 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's just a neat scene. We were actually getting a little bit of northern lights above the UP, so that was quite fascinating in itself. But then it gets real squirrely in the straits there at the bridge, and the 470s, Stripes, Dynamis, Details, and Evolution were all lined up within about probably about a two minutes within each other, and watching all of us go under the bridge was incredible. If it would have been daylight, it would have made for an incredible picture, but unfortunately it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I think people going over the bridge probably didn't even notice us.
I don't think a lot of people realize how deep the water is at the Mackinac Bridge. Like, it's, if you drain the water out of the straits, it's this huge canyon. And that to me, would be a little intimidating. I'd rather not know that information.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Think twice about crossing the bridge next time. Right. You know, it is neat. It's a different dynamic to it. And I agree. I like that aspect of going under the bridge and, sailing into Mackinac from that direction is pretty cool. You know, finishing at Round Island Lighthouse is a neat part of it as well. Now, Bayview to Mackinac, which will be going on Saturday, they changed the finish a couple years ago to also finish at Round Island Lighthouse. And I think that brings a neat aspect to the race as well.
Well, Arete is pretty much the only boat that completed the Super Mac race, and maybe a little disappointing that Earth Voyager wasn't with them, because we really thought that was going to be the big rivalry. But Rick Warner's boat is very impressive. If I understood how they put the time down, they did it in basically 25 hours.
Incredible, Dennis. Absolutely incredible. You know, everybody, that was a big buzz over in Chicago, and I think that's going to start ramping up here this week in Port Huron. You know, the Arete and Earth Voyager, battle, you know, the rivalry, they went right by us, on Saturday afternoon, and, Arete had a slight lead on Earth Voyager at that point, but, certainly it was catching everybody's attention what was going on there. And, it was really too bad that Earth Voyager ran into some issues. But they'll ramp up and do it again here on Saturday, and hopefully the battle will be able to, you know, continue on to Mackinac Island, and we'll see who's the victor. But Rick and that crew really have that boat moving real nicely right now. They're doing a fantastic job.
Not a whole lot of turnaround time here. You guys, you'll get a night's sleep tonight, and then it's right back to work on the boat for this weekend.
Yeah, actually, as we speak, Details will be probably making its way under the bridge and into the Black River right now. A lot of boats will be coming down today and tomorrow. There's some beat up people out there. I have muscles hurting in places I didn't know I had them, and pretty beat up from that nearly 24-hour pounding into the seas there. But you know, I think everybody's excited for the Port Huron race. It's going to be a lot different looking at the weather right now and what they're predicting for this weekend. I think it's going to be more of a slower, a little more normal of a race than what we just saw. I mean, what just happened in Chicago will be talked about for centuries. It's along the lines of the 85 race in, you know, the Port Huron where Tomahawk sank, and the 81 race of Port Huron. It felt more like a Port Huron race this weekend than a Chicago race. I can tell you that. And that was kind of the talk on the island yesterday morning.
Details, beautiful boat. What's the ideal conditions for you guys?
Well, you know, actually the conditions there Sunday are not our conditions. We do not like to pound into those seas. Those boats were built to do the Transpac race out to Hawaii from California. So they're built to reach and run the wind at a beam or behind it. So Details likes to go downwind. We love to go downwind. So Saturday of the Chicago Mackinac was our classic conditions, and Sunday was not. So that's kind of how that went. So we'll see. It looks like we're going to have hopefully some downwind work for the Port Huron race here, and those conditions definitely favor Details, and we'll see what we could do. Our kind of game plan last weekend was try to get out as far as we could on Saturday and just hope we could hang on Sunday, and we came up a little short against Stripes, but boy, we gave it a real solid effort. So it was a lot of fun, but I don't know if you're actually having fun while it's going on. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's one of those things you look back on and you go, I'm really happy and glad I did it, but holy cow, was that a pain. You know?
And how did we do it? I understand you're picking up Larry Bell for the race back up to the island. And he, of course, is the chief sponsor from Bell's Beer.
Yeah, Larry, it sounds like he's going to be on board for another couple years of sponsorship for the race, which is excellent news for Bayview and Port Huron. And I think the entire the race in its entirety and the whole thing, Larry's been such an ambassador for the race, and him and Laura Bell. And it's really a lot of fun to race with him. He's a Kalamazoo guy. I went to Western Michigan. I remember Larry Bell back in the early 90s, hanging out at Bell's Beer, playing ping pong upstairs at the old Eccentric Cafe. A lot of fun having Larry on the boat. He's a great guy and just really adores the sport of sailing, and his contributions to it have been epic for sure.
Is he much of a sailor? Did he have experience before he got involved in this race?
He actually did. He got involved with a race that went out to Manitoulin Island up in the North Channel. Larry is a big Upper Peninsula guy. And somehow he got, I don't know exactly know the story of how he got hooked in, but it went from Mackinac over to a couple of ports on Manitoulin Island in Canada. Actually Larry did some sponsorship for races around the Port Huron Yacht Club, our Labor Day weekend events and, some of those things. And then he saw the, how huge the Mackinac race was and got involved with Bayview, and then that sponsorship took off. So I think it's a match made in heaven for the sailing community, and it's really worked out well.
Yeah, they're the perfect sponsor. When I first came on board covering the race, that was in the Bacardi days. And then once Bacardi left, I mean, year to year, there was some nervousness around Bayview as to whether or not they could keep the race affordable and who was going to be the chief name sponsor. But since they've gotten Bell's Beer involved in this, obviously everything's doing great now.
Yeah, well, I think stability is an important thing when it comes to the race, consistency and stability. And it seems like Bayview's got that going right now. There were a couple years. I know the year I was pretty involved, Pure Michigan was actually the sponsor. And that seemed to be a really good fit because that race seemed to describe exactly what Pure Michigan was trying to sell. But Pure Michigan went on to, I believe they sponsor now the NASCAR race in August or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So that changed up a little. But Bell's, I mean, it's a match made in heaven. It's great to have them as a part of the race, and I'm sure the Bayview people would completely agree with that. So yeah, looking forward to this weekend. Hopefully it's a little bit different race and we won't be talking about the 2017 Bell's Bayview Mackinac race like we will the 2017 Chicago to Mackinac race. I hope not.
Glad you guys got into the island safely, because the early news that we were getting on Saturday was not good for the fleet, but I'm glad that even with the boats that did have difficulty, everybody's all right.
Yeah, it really really focuses on the safety on boats, and when you get into those conditions, things can go poorly on the water in a hurry, and it was really good to hear the positive stories that came out of some of the disasters that occurred on the water, and that there was no loss of life or nobody injured, too terribly. After what had happened in the Chicago race in 2012 and some of the other situations we've had throughout the years, you just hate to see that. And you hope everybody, safety is the number one thing when it comes to those boats and being on the water.
All right. Well, if I don't see it before, I hope I see you on the island Monday.
Yeah, sounds good, Dennis. I hope I see you Sunday night on the island.
Even better. All right.
You got it.
Have a good one, Tyson.
All right. Take care, Dennis. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. There's Tyson Connolly from the Bayview Yacht Club. Sailed on board Details during the Chicago race, and will sail on Details again this weekend for the 93rd Port Huron to Mackinac race. All right. We will take a quick break here. and then we will be back with more. We're just getting started today. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock, 3 to 5, here on WPHL.